Earlier this year, the International Trade Court and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the American president's use of emergency tariffs to target nations, including Canada, were too broad. And in a race to replace the lost revenues, the administration turned to a novel mechanism that bypasses legislative constraints. Known as Section 338, the policy goes around the U.S. Trade Office and rests with the president. It was created back in the 1930s to go after countries that discriminated against U.S. commerce, and it was only used once in 1935. Without action.
The tariffs that Trump is complaining about, the Canadian ones, are ones that do not in fact discriminate against U.S. goods relative to other ones. What the administration has done goes way beyond any reasonable interpretation of those boundaries.
Ilya Soman served as co-counsel in the case against Trump's emergency tariffs that he lost earlier in the year. He says the justification being used by Trump hinges on the use of the word discriminate, but that it's broad. So this could wind up in court, and a loss could further complicate the tariff policy, forcing it back into lawmakers' hands.
We can get by. I mean, there are a couple of things that would make it a little inconvenient, but we could get them elsewhere. And it's time to teach Canada you can't do this anymore.
Canada could still find itself backed into a corner, however. This policy states that persistent retaliation could result in a permanent embargo of goods.